breathe deep. Just gently focus on your own presence. Me, this conscious being that I am. The conscious being, the buddhi, the innermost part of the mind. The buddhi objectifies the manas, the fluctuating mind. It's the more decisive mind, the mind that has knowledge. As opposed to just thought flow or emotions. To the buddhi, the deepest mind, the innermost mind. Let that buddhi have jnana nishtha. Jnana nishtha. Let its focus, its commitment, its knowledge be of me, of the self. Let its commitment be to my being, to who I actually am. Buddhi can have different types of nishtha. We only think of jnana nishtha, atma jnana nishtha. My interest, my commitment is to my being, to me, to the truth of me, of myself. Could be committed, have nishtha, dukkha nishtha, and committed to my suffering, or raga nishtha, I'm committed to my raga, to my passions, to my likes, to my desires. Means my mind is always going there. The buddhi is always going there. Jnana nishtha. I find myself, the buddhi finds itself committed to atma jnana, to my being, to conscious being, to self-knowledge. Swamiji would say, rooted to the truth of my being, one who is rooted in their own self, the truth of themselves. Then he changed, the one who is committed to that truth. focusing on my being, on the Atma, on my knowledge, being myself. Imagine the Buddha speaking for me, thinking for me, feeling for me, acting for me. As opposed to the Buddha speaking for my anger, acting for my anger, identified with my anger, or the Buddha speaking from my sorrow, acting from my sorrow, identified with my sorrow, it becomes a representative of sorrow. A representative of anger. Gently focusing on your own presence. You as you are, the Atma. Imagine your thought processes, your emotions, your voice, your actions. Representative of you, of who you are, in truth, who you are. To my experiences, my thoughts, my feelings, from myself. in my own nature. And that is Jnana Nishtha. My buddhi is rooted in my own being. There's habitual self-forgetfulness. I simply bring my buddhi back to my knowledge, back to me.